Hey guys, before we get started with Jamie Driver, let me thank one of our sponsors that we just partnered up with, the Bullyproof Foundation. Check them out at bullyprooffoundation.org. There's a great video that if your young ones or if you know anyone that particular that needs to watch it, they should. It's 6 or 7 minutes. It's about bullying at schools, at the parks, and especially it's 2020, guys, cyberbullying. It's a major problem with our youth right now in 2020. Check out Bullyproof Foundation at bullyprooffoundation.org. All right, guys, let's go bananas with Jamie Driver. All right, guys, on the Fight Bananas Fight Hotline, it's fight week for our friend Jamie Driver. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're doing great. We're busy, busy. Not as busy as you, though. A lot of traveling this week, cutting weight, fight week. This Friday, how amped are you? There's just nothing like fight week for a fighter, right?
No, there's nothing like this at all. Just now, just the anticipation, the anxious. You know, I'm ready to get in there and have fun.
For sure. And am I not right? This is your first time fighting back in New Jersey?
It is. I've never fought there.
Okay. How does that give you a little extra sauce on this whole week? And going back to the NJ and throwing those gloves?
Yeah, man. It feels great to know that I'm actually going to go back home and then get to show out in front of all my friends and family that are going to be there.
Very cool. That's awesome. Well, let's talk into it. There's a couple talking points I do want to hit, but I do fully want to hit on you first. What was the transition like? I've been seeing you. We check you out on Instagram. Great follow, OJ_driver. Make sure you follow that. Looks like you love the sun rays here in Florida. What was that transition coming down? Now the transition to American Top Team, the greatest gym in the world, and especially for female MMA. So hit on that. Your travel to South Florida.
Transition-wise, it wasn't super easy, but it also wasn't super hard either. Luckily, I had one of my old teammates from home, Sydney Outlaw. He came down to American Top Team to help out George Masvidal, and of course, he became part of the team as well. And he had been telling me, man, you got to get down here, you got to train. And I ended up coming down on just like a quick little vacation with my girl, Jenny. And we said, you know what, let's stop in American Top Team real quick. Let's just get some training in real quick. I happened to stop in during the pro training, got some wrestling in, and I knew right away, I was like, I have to at least come back. I need to come back for a fight camp, something. And when I went back home, I talked to my head coach. He was the one that actually pushed me to at least come down here for last year for my last camp in November. I was like, you know what, why not? Packed my bags up. I left. It was like the last week in August. Drove down with one of my best friends, and I haven't left.
Wow, that's awesome. That's how life works. Sometimes the biggest decisions, the biggest choices are just, you know, they're simple. Or like you said, it's kind of like they just happened. It was easy. You know how much I follow that gym. I talk to Dean Thomas all the time, a couple times been on the podcast, King Mo, and then especially how he's calling the firm, Chase Boutwell and K-Rock and yourself and Jillian, all this. I, you know, definitely admire you guys. How is it to be underneath that umbrella? It's like seems like a special bond in that used gym, which there's 100 Bellator and one and UFC fighters, but it seems like you guys have your own little team off to the side. How cool is it to be part of the firm?
Man, I don't even think it's really wonderful. I mean, I'm still kind of shell-shocked that I even get to work with King Mo and Dean Thomas, right? They probably don't think so, but like I still look at them like, wow, I'm just beyond blessed and grateful to not only be able to work with them, but for them to bring me underneath their wing and to just be teaching me and training me. And man, they're making me into a monster and a killer that this is what I've been waiting for. So, but it's been awesome being able to get into that little clique that I'm in right now. And
right.
I love it.
Right. And it's so cool, too. I talk to Dean all the time about it. He doesn't, you know, all your guys' records are different. It seems like, you know, Jillian is in the UFC already, but it seems like with you, Chase, and especially Kayla, all three of you guys are kind of like right there. You know, this year is a really big year for all three of you guys. And it just seems like it's Dean has so much knowledge, and he's just so on top of the game. With him, he's always calling fights on UFC Fight Pass. He's, you know, always with Dana. You know, he's got, you know, him and T-Wood are great. It just seems like he's got the best knowledge across the board, male or female, 2 fights in or 10 fights in. That's just got to be a feather in your cap for sure.
Oh, absolutely. To know that not only has he's been a pioneer in this sport himself. I mean, he fought in the UFC and, you know, worked with all these, you know, up-and-comers and then to champions and all these people. It's like, man, with having Dean and Mo in my back pocket, I can't really see me ever losing, to be honest.
No, that's awesome. That's the mindset you need to have in the fight game for sure. Okay, let's keep it going down there with American Top Team. I've been talking about it for a long time. Almost all of them been on the show, like I said before, with Kayla Harrison and K-Rock. Jillian, you got Ioana in 3 weeks about to fight for the strap. You have down there as well, not the best female fighter in the world, I think the best fighter in the world with Amanda Nunes. How is it day in, day out? Like you said, you come in, wow, it's Monday, it's Tuesday, I'm training with this, that. It's just you are training with the best female talent on this planet day in and day out at a Coconut Creek.
Yeah, I mean, when I first came down, I was like, whoa. You know, of course, seeing Ioana, seeing Kayla Harrison, seeing Edson Barbosa and Dustin Poirier. I mean, I can freaking go on and on for freaking hours about all the women and men in this freaking gym. And at first, I was like, wow, I'm not ever going to be able to get to work with these people. And first week, they're like, yeah, we need you to work with Kayla Harrison. I was like, what? No freaking way. And then just going from there, working with Ioana, you know, working with, training with Valerie Lareda and like all these awesome women on the team. It's like, it's just, and Jillian's actually been one of my main drilling partners actually. And she's helped me so much with my grappling. It's unbelievable.
Oh, she's a savage for sure. She is.
Yes, she is. Yep.
I was checking you out. So, okay, you turned pro in 2015. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and then I saw there's a major gap there, 15 to 18. Was it just hard to get fights? Was it injury? What happened in those couple of years?
So it was extremely hard to get fights. I also wasn't taking my MMA training and my career serious then.
Okay.
I definitely was screwing around, you know, partying a little bit too much. On top of, you know, trying to also work and make an income. But again, like I said, I really wasn't taking my training serious. I had taken a couple kickboxing fights and Muay Thai fights, but again, wasn't focused, you know, until I came down here.
Gotcha. And now you're 100% all in. You're there day in, day out, and you're ready to make this run?
Yeah, within this last year, I looked at my dad and I was like, there's nothing I want to do more on this planet than fight.
Right.
And I looked and I just told him, I was like, and the only way I'm going to make this work, I know for myself, is I need to cut all the bullshit. And for me, at the time, I was actually working for him. And he has a gutter and roofing business, and I was, you know, helping him hang gutters every day. And I was like, I love helping you, but this isn't helping me in the fight game. So I knew I needed to just take all my attention and give it the training. That's it. And because of that, it's definitely helped evolve my game tremendously in the last 5 months.
Right. That's awesome. Guys, we're talking to Jamie Driver fighting this Friday, February 21st, Atlantic City. We got funny questions coming up at the end, but I got two questions more just about MMA in general, two kind of hot topics going on right now. I love your take. First of all, past weekend, UFC in New Mexico, we saw two fights ended up with illegal knees. And to me, there's only like three ways to kind of look at it. There's only three people that can make that decision. And I would love your take. So for one, the judges, the referees in there right away. When Brock Weaver got knee, the judge kind of boom, turned it off right away. The judge makes that decision. And, you know, Brock, I don't know if you saw it or got into it. He wanted more action. I know Brock was actually down there at ATT a couple weeks ago, you know, training with you guys. He wanted to still fight. Are you a fighter that, is it 100% on the ref? Is it 100% on the fighters? You know yourself more than anyone. You know if you should go back in there or not. Or me, the third way, and I think this might be the best, it should be on your coach. The coach knows you more than yourself. The coach has got to look out for you. Sometimes you know that. The fighters can be a little stubborn. The fighters will always want to fight. I think it should be a coach's decision and not the ref or your fighters. What's your take on that?
It's actually funny you just added that last little bit in, because I was thinking as you're saying it, I'm like, oh, it's totally the fighter's call. Like, F the ref. Like, if I say I'm okay after the illegal blow, then I'm okay. But it's kind of interesting that you just kind of brought up that the coach should make that call. Now I'm kind of thinking maybe with, you know, they obviously give us like a minute to 5 minutes in that time frame to, you know, be like, are you okay? Yes. All right. Great. Let's fight. I think they should give us, you know, a time limit, and maybe we should talk to our coaches. That should, you know, in that, say, 30 seconds to a minute, that gives your coach to see, is my fighter okay? Can they actually go back in there? Because us fighters, we're always going to say, yeah, we're fine, even when we're not. But that's for when your coach can actually look at them in the eye and see, yeah, they're not all there anymore. Like, there's just no way, you know? So that's, I think that's actually very interesting you said that.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I was just doing a lot of thinking about just because both instances with Diego and Brock, you know, one, the referee, boom, right away was like, nope, it's over. And Brock won the fight. And then with Diego, they kind of gave it some time. They almost kind of gave the ball to Diego, and Diego's like, hey, I'm not going anymore. And, you know, we're not going to go into that, but, you know, he was losing the fight. He knew this was his only way out of maybe winning the fight, but he is a true warrior of, you know, of all time. But it's just, to me, the coaches need that, you know, that not that pressure, but that's one reason why they could be there. And like I said, you know, Dean's training with you day in, day out. He knows you. And, of course, yeah, the fighters, you know, are always going to say, yeah, I want more. You know what I mean? Like, Brock wanted back into that fight. He did. So that is a big thing for me. That's one that's kind of been around. And two weeks ago, and it's funny, John Jones was at both events. So John Jones and Dominic Reyes, they fight, you know, first of all, who won that fight? Was it Reyes or Jones?
Reyes.
Okay, 3-2 or 4-1?
Sorry, what was that?
Did you have Reyes up 3-2 or 4-1?
3-2.
3-2. Okay, a lot of people did. I was don't get upset with me, Jamie. I was 51-49. I thought Jones actually won round three. I really did. I kind of watched it over and over again because it's such a big hot topic in the media for MMA. But either way, right? I don't understand.
But again, like you're saying that, I'm kind of just saying it from the fight I watched. I definitely would have to rewatch it again.
Okay.
Like, without a doubt, just to really actually get my numbers right. But from what I watched, just from that one and only time, I had to go with Reyes. I was like, there's no way.
And like, there's so much to it. Like, for one, Jones has been the guy, been the champ for, you know, a decade. When he's not, you know, messing around inside the octagon, he's one of the greatest of all time, and he always wins. So when someone is kind of beating that guy, I feel like it's you know, Mother Nature. It's just organic for us to be like, oh my gosh, Dominic is doing it. He's doing it. You know what I mean? One of those kind of things. And when I sat back and watched it the second time by myself, no pressure, just kind of literally watching the fight, I was like, wow, that third round's a lot closer than what people think. But my main point, what I'm trying to get into is, we've been a big fan on the Fight Bananas podcast of talking about it as simple as open scoring and especially a scoreboard. So your coach, you know, Dean Thomas or Moog, after round one, they're like, Jamie, you're doing awesome in the clinch. You're grappling her. You're controlling. You're doing your thing. You know, maybe the other girl's getting the jab off, but you're doing gritty, and they think you won it. They look at the scoreboard, and they give it to the other, you know, the blue corner. So now they know it's like, wow, okay, Jamie, we thought you did good, and we thought you won it, but the judges are not seeing it that way. We got to change up our game. We got to throw more action. We got to kick, and we got to throw jabs ourselves. I just think it's just common sense. It's 2020. Every sport has a scoreboard. It is pretty wild that us here at MMA, we don't have one. What's your take on that?
Now that it's becoming kind of like a thing, and a lot of fighters are like really buzzing about that, I mean, there's nothing really wrong with it, and I really don't see why we haven't been doing it this whole time. Like you said, all these other sports in the world, we all got a scoreboard. You know, it's like, hey, you guys are up right now. You guys are winning, you know, 10-2. Well, guess what? You know, eventually second half come out, the other team comes out winning, you know, 15-10.
Right.
But you get to see that on the scoreboard. Fighting, we're all kind of just left wondering to the fucking end. Excuse my language. You know, like it goes
no problem.
Rounds, you know, especially when it's close and you're like, oh, shit. And, you know, sometimes, especially as those fighters, I know going into that second round, of course, one of our questions is, you know, like, for the most part, we know if we're winning or losing, but we always like to hear it from our coach. And there's nothing better than actually having a hard, solid score to look at and knowing, you know, you won that round, good. What you did is working. Let's keep freaking doing that. You know what I mean? And we'll adjust if need be from there. But I really think it's a great idea, to be honest.
No, 100%. It's like, and I'm not talking about changing the way people score or like the score. I just think, I'm more of a aggressive. I like to stand up a little bit more. Some guys are more into wrestling. So it's just like whatever the fighters are doing inside that cage, one judge is going to see it one way, but you would like to know after two rounds, be like, okay, I think I'm doing work. You know, I think I'm landing, I'm kicking. You know, she might be controlling me a little bit, but she's not doing any damage to me, so I think I'm winning. But at least you can look up, be like, oh wow, no, I'm not, and then you can change up your game. I think it'll be better for coaching, so now they can kind of change up game plans during the fight. It's better for the fighters to know, hey guys, I imagine if Dominic Reyes knew that he wasn't winning going into round five, because everyone, even his corner men, were saying, hey, just, you know, don't get knocked out. Just kind of rotate, get out of there. Don't lose. We're winning this fight. But he wasn't. The judges didn't have Dom winning going into five. So just crazy to me. I just think it's to me, really common sense, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I don't know what is taking really so long at this point and doing it.
For sure, for sure.
But I did see that Invicta is going to start doing the open scoring, which I'm really excited to see that, though.
I know.
Awesome. I'm sure they're going to start doing it.
It's awesome. They are. They're being progressive. It's on UFC Fight Pass, so now they can see the technology. The UFC can say, okay, what are they doing? What can we do? And it's just, it's to me, it's going to happen. It just takes time. It's so crazy, too, because I remember UFC 9. I always just say, I've been a fan for that long. But it's still, MMA is still super, super young in the game. Like, baseball's been around for 150 years. Like, they've had their ups and downs. You know what I mean? But
mm-hmm.
We're talking to Jamie Driver, guys. Check her out on Instagram, OJ_Driver. A great, great follow. Like I said, Friday, February 21st, back in the cage for Jamie. Cool, we got 10 fun questions for you. You ready?
All right, let's go.
Okay, here we go. First one, who's your favorite movie character of all time?
Oh, man, that's so tough. I mean, actor or actual character?
like Rocky Balboa, not Stallone. Like, it has to be like the movie character.
Man, that's so hard right now. Because really, I can only think of an actor's name.
what movie was it, or what's the actor's name?
Well, the actor's just Denzel Washington.
Oh.
I just think he's phenomenal in all his movies. I can't help but watch the movies.
I know. Everyone is so good.
Yeah. I mean, for real.
That John Q gets me all the time, though. I don't know if that's one of your favorites. I cry every single time.
Yeah, that'd be pulling on the heartstrings like freaking every time I watch it.
I know, and I got multiple kids now. It's like, man, that John Q, that gets me. That does. Second one, Kanye West or Taylor Swift?
God, neither of them are awful.
I love it. I love it. Who is your hero?
My dad and my mom.
Okay, good answer. What's your favorite candy?
Sorry, you cut out. What was that?
What's your favorite candy?
Ooh. It really depends on my mood, but I always go with a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Can't go wrong with that. Shoot.
Nope.
Who's an actress that would play you in a TV show about you?
An actress? Ooh. I feel like it would have to be either Zendaya.
Okay.
Or, okay. Yeah, I feel like it would have to be her.
I like that. That's a good one. Okay.
Yeah.
Describe yourself as a teenager in three words.
Asshole. A brat. Crazy.
Oh, my goodness. Why weren't we friends when we were teenagers?
Yeah.
I love it. What was the last book you've read?
Last book I read? Oh, that's a good question. I know it's about fighting. Damn. Yeah, I'm blanking on the name, to be honest.
Oh, okay. Okay. What's your biggest fear?
My biggest fear? Probably drowning.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I think that's it.
Are you a dog or a cat person?
Dog, all the way. Pitbulls, mainly.
Well, that's the 100% right answer, so you win. Last question for
Hell
you.
Yeah, I win.
Friday, February 21st, last one, easy one, I think. What's your fight prediction? What's going to happen on Friday night?
I'm going to get my fucking hand raised. That's what's going to happen.
By any means necessary, am I right?
Oh, any means necessary. I don't care if we have to go all three rounds, but she will be finished.
Okay. We love it. Back fighting in New Jersey, Jamie. Thank you so much. We know it's fight week for you. We know it's a lot going on. We appreciate your time, and we'll talk real soon. We'll talk after your victory on Friday.
Yeah, man, not a problem. Thank you so much for reaching out to me.
Absolutely. We'll talk soon.
All right, great.
All right. Guys, wow, what a great talk with Jamie Driver. Man, loved it, loved it, loved it. She has a big fight this Friday night. I'm telling you guys, keep out. When you go down there at ATT and you get the best coaching in the world and you get the best training in the world, there's only one way to go. Your MMA career just starts going up. You sink or you swim down there. And just with their past history, their 2019 was just absurdly, insanely great. They're swimming. All the fighters down there are swimming. There's so many great ones. So it's just so much good stuff going on. Guys, thank you so much. Keep on subscribing to the Fight Bananas podcast on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, any podcast platform. Just keep on grinding. We appreciate it. And, of course, our YouTube channel, videos galore, weigh-ins galore, secret one-on-one interviews, live in studio interviews, and of course every single damn podcast is on our Fight Bananas YouTube channel. It is what it is. We're grinding, we're getting it done. We appreciate everyone. We appreciate our sponsors. Big shout out to N Still Nutrition. Check them out, guys, at nstillnutrition.com. I take the joint jujitsu every single day. It helps me. It helps my body. So there you go. Another one, and they're always down there at Coconut Creek as well, that's Fusion CBD Products. You got to go to their website, guys. It's FusionCBDProducts.com. Their Instagram is on fire. I don't know if you guys saw them at Bare Knuckle FC down there in Fort Lauderdale. They were everywhere. They got the new waters. They got the creams. They got the oils, of course. Check out Fusion CBD Products at FusionCBDProducts.com. And right now, you ready for this? I'm giving you 20% off. I'm just going to give it to you. Put in the promo code FIGHT2020. Fight 2020, 20% off your full order. You're welcome. Warhammer Fightwear, they've been with us since day one. Check out warhammerfightwear.com. We love them sincerely. And our last one, Mako Tech Mouth Guards. Love them. We're going to see them out there for Island Fight 62, 2 weeks away. Mako Tech Mouth Guards, go get it. Oh, my goodness. Jamie Driver, give her a follow. OJ_Driver on the IG. And let's see her kick some ass this Friday night in New Jersey. All right, Jamie, have a good one. Thank you for listening, everyone. Keep on subscribing, keep on grinding. Fight Bananas, stick with us.